The Torah tells us that in the end of the 40 years in the desert, the Jewish people went to war against the Midianites. And they defeated the Midianites. And they got many vessels from the Midianites. They got a lot of booty. So then the Jewish people were commanded, Ach et ha-zahav et ha-kasef, et ha-nechoshet, et ha-barzel, et ha-bedil, et ha-ofaret, all the different metal utensils, the gold, silver, copper, the lead, the different types of, the five different metals that are mentioned in the verse, those vessels, kol davar asher yavo ba'esh, all the vessels that are usually used by fire, meaning you cook with them, you bake with them, you roast with them, ta'viru ba'esh, so place it through fire, and things that ordinarily go with water, so also deal with them with water, and then they will be purified. So what is the pasuk telling us? So the pasuk is telling us that they captured from the non-Jews vessels. The non-Jews used these vessels to cook and bake all kinds of non-kosher food. So the Torah is telling us, in order to use those vessels, you have to get those vessels clean. You have to clean them from the impure, the non-kosher food that was used in them. How do you do that? So it's not enough to clean the vessel. We say that if you bake in a vessel, then the taste of the food you baked go into the vessel. If you cook in a pot, if you cook any food, then the taste of that food goes into the walls of the pot. And the Torah tells us that the same way it was used is the way it could be kasher. Kiboleo kach poleto. The same way it absorbed, that's the way it's going to give out the taste. Meaning, if you have a spoke that you used directly on the fire, you used this spoke to roast your chazer. And then you find out, I can't eat chazer, so now you want to use that spoke for your kosher lamb chops. So we say you have to take out all the taste. How do you do it? So the Torah says to the Jewish people, all the metal instruments that you captured from the Midianites, the stuff that was used directly with fire has to be placed directly in a fire in order to become kosher. Meaning you can't say, I'll put it in a big vat and I'll cook it in water. That's not good enough. But what about the pots that we captured from the Midianites? The pots were used with non-kosher food, but they cooked in the pots. So then we say it's enough to recook in that pot. You boil water, and all the taste goes out into the water. Now that is not our topic for today. That is the topic which we will discuss in a future class, about how we kasher vessels. But the pasuk, we have to discern between these two laws, because I see there's a lot of confusion going around regarding these laws. There are the laws of how do we get the taste out of vessels. Those are the laws of kashering, how you make a non-kosher vessel kosher. You use the vessel for meat and milk together by mistake. So now you have to get the taste of meat and milk out of the walls of that vessel. How do you do that? That's a separate class we're going to have to discuss. Our class today is on the end of the pasuk. The Torah says, after you take the taste out of all these vessels, now these vessels are kosher vessels, right? You have all these vessels that you used for, that the Midianites used for non-kosher food. You're going to put the spokes in fire. You're going to take the vats, the pots and pans that they used. Pots, let's not say pans. You're going to take the pots that they used to cook in, and you'll cook kosher water in it, and then you'll get the taste out after all the vessels are kosher. So then the Torah says, v'taher, you're going to have to make it pure. It'll become purified. Ach b'mei nidah yitchata, it has to be immersed in waters that a nido, a woman who saw her menstrual cycle, has to immerse herself in those waters in order to purify herself. So do these vessels have to be immersed in those waters. And our sages...
spiritual cleaning.
So this is a new concept. This is, the Torah tells us that when a vessel goes from a non-Jew's ownership to a Jew's ownership, that vessel has to be immersed in water in order to gain the holiness to be in a Jewish home. So if a Jew acquires a vessel, he goes to a garage sale, he buys from a non-Jew a vessel, so then he has to take care to make it kosher. He has to speak to his rabbi, or we're going to have a class about it, but it's always best to consult with his rabbi, how he gets that vessel kosher. And aside from that, he has to take that vessel to a mikveh, to the waters of a mikveh, and immerse that vessel in a mikveh. That's what the Torah says one must do in order to make that a pure vessel that you can use. Two separate laws. And our class today is going to focus on these laws, the laws of tvilat kelim, immersing vessels that one acquires from a non-Jew.
What if you buy it from a Jew?
So we'll get to that. It's a good question. We'll get to that. The Torah says, that the vessels that were used on the fire are the vessels that one must kasher and then put it immerse in the mikveh. So we learn from that what vessels do people usually use with fire? I mean, they use vessels that are used for food. So we derive from that that only vessels that you use for food need to be immersed in the mikveh. So the first thing we have to know about tvilat kelim, immersing vessels in the water, is that only vessels that are going to come in contact with food need to be immersed. So if you buy a shaver or scissors to cut your hair or new shoes or new glasses, there's no reason to think you have to immerse those vessels. That's clear, right? A tea kettle, so that's a vessel that you're going to boil water with. Of course you have to title that. Yeah?
So what drinks are considered food?
But they're not vessels. You were talking about vessels, kelim.
No, I'm saying, so like a coffee mug.
Coffee mug has to be immersed. Wait, we said one criterion. We're going to say more criterion. Let's wait before we get to specific questions. The second criterion we need is what these vessels have to be made out of. So the Torah enumerated gold, silver, copper, lead. So vessels that are made of one of these metal substances, a standard metal vessel, the Torah says you have to immerse them. Vessels that obviously that you're going to use with food. What about aluminum? Aluminum is a metal that wasn't around in the Torah's time. So ask your local Orthodox rabbi if when you immerse it, you should make a blessing. When you immerse the kelim, you have to make a blessing. But aluminum, so speak to your rabbi. See what your rabbi says about that. I'm not sure yet. I'm looking into it. I don't have a conclusive answer.
I have a coffee mug.
Wait. Before we get to specifics, there are so many points. We'll get to your coffee mug. We'll get to it.
At the end.
Plastic, you do not have to immerse. Wood, you do not have to immerse. Again, we're going to speak about technicalities. Wooden vessels, you don't have to. I didn't say you don't have to kasher. We're not talking about kashering. We're talking about tevila. We said wooden kelim, earthenware kelim, do not have to be toivled. Plastic kelim do not have to be toivled. Wait, we'll get to that. Why do I have these cups here? Because we're going to talk about it. So vessels, again, what criterion did we say? Vessels that are bought from a non-Jew, be it if they're new vessels or used vessels. Vessels that are used with food. And in a second, we'll quantify that a little bit more. And vessels that are made of one of the metals. Now, our sages instituted that not only vessels that are made of metals, but also vessels that are made of glass. Because glass is like metal. If it breaks, you could melt it and fix it. So because glass is like metal, our sages instituted that you also have to toivel glass kelim. And again, you make a blessing right before you toivel it. The blessing is, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvotav. God made us holy with the mitzvot. V'tzivanu and commanded us. So here it depends on whether you're toiveling one vessel or more than one. If it's one, then you say al tvilat kli, on the mitzvah of immersing one vessel. And if you're doing two or more, then you say al tvilat kelim, on the mitzvah of immersing vessels. Tvilat. So if one buys vessels that he's going to use with food from a non-Jew, be it if they're new or if they're old, he must immerse them. What happens if I'm a store owner? So I buy all my cups and everything from non-Jewish companies, and then I sell them here in Israel. So I sell them to you, and you, the buyer, have to title them. Even though you bought them from me, a Jewish store owner, But being that I bought them from a non-Jew, I have to immerse them. Why don't I have to immerse them? Because I didn't buy them to eat with them. I bought them to sell them. When you buy a vessel to eat with it, then you have to immerse it.